Zondervan presents When Leadership and Discipleship Collide by Bill Hybels, read by Hewitt James. Hands down, the single most impressive leader in the history of the world is Jesus of Nazareth. Now, I don't say that just because I'm a card-carrying Christian, which I am, but because I believe the facts speak for themselves. No leader ever cast a more expansive or breathtaking vision, nothing less than the redemption of the planet, than did Jesus Christ. No leader ever built a higher impact team in a shorter period of time with less talent to work with. No leader ever instilled deeper values or inspired people more than Jesus Christ, in many cases enough for them to die for the cause. Certainly no leader has ever changed the course of human history the way Jesus did, and is still doing, more than 2,000 years later. I'd say it all adds up to some pretty compelling leadership evidence. He was the best leader ever. Breaking leadership laws. Imagine my surprise recently when I decided to read through the New Testament book of Mark and noticed several occasions when Jesus seems willfully to violate well-known, widely accepted laws of leadership. My observations were more than a little shocking. Build a team of highly qualified leaders. The first place I noticed the greatest leader in human history breaking a fundamental law of leadership is in the very first chapter of Mark.